step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is tomorrow. Join us in front of Poor Decisions. We're going to have tickets, Joe Show merch, a whole bunch of stuff. We're live on 93.3 FLZ. Jed, Terry, Ashley, me. Do you guys think that I write unprofessionally when I communicate?
Depends on if it's via text message or email. Because email, you're like super buttoned up. But text message, you're a little bit more laxed.
All right. So, maybe I should have asked that a little differently. Do I use too many exclamation points?
Yes. I would say it's a little overkill.
Maybe I've never noticed it.
I want to go through your guys' emails then and take a look at this. I'm an explanation pointer. I will end every sentence with it. This is what I was told yesterday. I need to stop doing it because it sounds like I'm yelling at people. But to me, it's like putting a smile in an email. Like, it's like, hey, how you doing? I'm very happy to be sending you this email.
Oh my God, why are you yelling?
I'm going to get this done as soon as you need it. Like, it's kind of like that. Hello. You don't like that type of communication?
I don't like that.
Really?
Yeah.
He's just trying to say he's excited. It's
yeah.
Work.
Calm down.
If you could get this done today, that would be great. Thank you so much.
Could you
great.
Imagine him walking around the building sounding like that?
Oh my God. The 18th meeting in the week, and it's only Wednesday. Can't wait. Stuff like that. Like, if I'm frustrated, I still put it there to make it sound like
talk
it.
Like your emails. Yeah, I would be so annoyed.
Let's see. I'll read the last email that I had. I don't even have to go through anything. Here we go. Oh, this was for WFLA, the TV station. They asked me to do something, and I said, hi, 3 exclamation points. I unfortunately cannot make it this time. Thank you for the opportunity.
Oh, yeah, that's annoying.
That would be 4 exclamation points in 3 sentences.
Yeah, I'm already annoyed. They're probably reading it like, whoa, calm down, my guy.
Here we go. Yay, exclamation point. Thanks again, smiley face emoji. Hope you have an amazing weekend! Exclamation point.
I'm annoyed.
The one prior, having this email conversation with someone, thank you so much!
I'm like, why is this guy yelling? Why is he so excited?
Emojis in the one before.
You're throwing emojis in your emails?
Yeah.
You know? I throw emojis in my emails.
What?
I feel like it lightens the load a little bit, no?
Man,
no!
People got bent up aggression. Sometimes I walk around this building and I go, you guys either need to take a day off or get laid.
Keep it professional.
One of the two. You guys need to blow some steam off. Pull a Billie Eilish and buy a mirror, if you know what I mean. Like, you know, I don't want to make these people mad. I just want to, you just got that
yeah,
one?
I did.
I don't want to make them mad. I don't want to send them an email and them get the wrong idea. I feel like everyone here is, you know, we can act like we're all happy and, you know, we're fantastic. But mm-hmm. There's some sort of like, when I walk outside our studio, I go, someone might attack me or someone might take me out to lunch. I don't know. But I'd rather be taken out to lunch than taken out. That's just my opinion.
Based on that email, I would not take you out to lunch.
How you doing? Really?
Like, he's going to be so loud.
I'm
going to
type in
so
Ashley's name. I'm going to see how
thank
Ashley
you so much for the
it.
Opportunity. Can't wait to see you this Saturday. It just makes you sound like you're on like a big like
why do you need
infomercial.
Why can't
like,
you
are
just,
you selling ShamWows?
Yeah.
Yeah, ShamWows.
Why
job.
Can't you just have 1 exclamation point? Why do you need 4 and 5?
My emails sound like this right here.
They do.
Harry, Harry. Let's circle back on that. Ashley doesn't send emails. That's what I'm realizing.
I do.
I'm trying to find emails from you, and I got nothing on here. Let's see. I really can't find anything.
I keep it very professional. You know what's really crazy that you bring this up? I just started following this lady on TikTok that tells you how to sound more professional in your emails. There's one thing she said you should not do. It's say, I just wanted to. Like, don't just say, I just wanted to in emails. Like, hey, I just wanted to reach out. Like, no. Eliminate just one and two and say, hi, I'm reaching out.
But like, what if it's just, I'm just looking at it. I get scared.
And it makes you sound very
scared.
Timid.
Yes.
See, it does. I didn't think about that.
Trish, do you communicate with a lot of exclamation points?
I do, but I feel like it more is like I'm excited or I'm being very serious about something. But then when somebody sends me all caps, that's when I feel like they're yelling at me.
Oh, see, yeah, you wouldn't like anything that I handwrite because everything I write is in caps. And actually, everything that I type for the show is in caps. I don't know why.
Stop yelling then.
See?
Stop yelling.
Really? There used to be a Twitter account, by the way, it was definitely a bot, but if you typed in all caps, it would just respond and go, stop shouting. And it was like, wait, what? Because I used to only type in all caps. But now I don't do that on Twitter and stuff like that.
You did. Ugh, yeah. How annoying.
Hey, Tanya. See, Tanya, you used to do all caps.
I would forget to take the all caps off, and I would be Slack messaging my directors and managers. And they're like, why are you yelling at us?
Calm down. You need to calm down.
I'm not yelling. I think the letters are more aesthetically pleasing when they're capitalized.
I think so, too.
Yeah, some of these, like, lowercase letters, they... No offense, but
don't be that guy. You already are that guy.
I wouldn't hang around him. Like, let's be real. A lowercase A. I never liked it.
Just don't be that person.
You should just keep doing it, Joe. Just keep doing it.
I might move back to it. Lowercase P. Like, why are you so low? Why are you hunched back?
Just don't be that guy
who capitalizes
every first letter. No.
If I'm capitalizing, everything is capitalized.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah. I hate. Yeah. You're talking about title font.
And don't change your font. Don't make it bold or make it like size 12 font. Just keep it normal.
Have you guys ever gotten an email from Terry?
No. Why? Does she have like wacky email font?
Does she have? Pull
do
it
you
up.
Know what, get do on you know your emails look like? Because I wonder sometimes if you even see it.
Let's see it.
Check out this.
No idea what they look like because I type them on notes and then I send them to you.
See,
I
love it.
It's not my fault.
No, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with
it. Oh,
like,
God, really? Emojis,
I think it looks great.
It adds that, like, that's the whole point of it. It's saying like what I ate and
you are Gen
dinner.
Z though. Gen Z has been throwing emojis in their emails.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.